really talked with some of our great businesses and Todd Kenny Russell today about things going on. And Stephanie Barnett's here with us at Kentucky Tennessee Livestock Market. And Stephanie, we enjoyed being with you back in the springtime, and good to be with you again. It's fun to be here and talk to you guys.
Yes, always a pleasure, Alan, to have y'all. We support this community around and listen to WAKT and WKDZ, so we enjoy having y'all.
I think everybody left you today, didn't they?
Well, we had a few little incidents. I just saw somebody pull back in the parking lot. Fridays are usually, we're hopping, just depending on what's going on. But we had some cattle out, so my husband Tom had to leave, and then he called, and he's got one that's got pink eyes, so we're going to figure that out. And then, you know, a fence was down, so I just saw somebody pull back in, so maybe they'll come in, but they may just be coming a quick stop, but that's just part of it.
Nothing like the cattle business. Nothing like farming, is it?
That's right. There's nothing like farming. Every day you think you have planned out, just go ahead and make that plan, but it's never going to stick. So,
you guys have been pretty busy, looks like. The market's doing well. I see your numbers every week, and looks like your numbers are holding steady this year.
Yeah, yes, sir. Our numbers have been steady considering the droughts throughout the last 10, 15 years. We get cattle from all over. We have customers. I always joke and tell my mom and dad we're going on the interstate the other day, about 6 months ago, and there was a truck, and I slammed on my brakes. It's like, oh, no, that was Jonathan. So I flip over, and my dad was like, do not get out of this car. I'm like, no, I know them. But I was like, I know who they are. But we was like in East Tennessee. So you just kind of know, and we have customers, you know, all over. So, yeah, our numbers are holding strong. Prices are have dipped down a little bit based on the board. If you pay attention to any of the board, Chicago Board of Trade, just like the grain, the prices have been down just a little bit. We don't know what's coming in the fall. I would say, but they're still high.
Right, they're still high. Yeah.
I would not call this a cheap market at all. From where we peaked, it is off a little bit, but not severe.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It still looks great. And we had heard at the beginning of the year, and I think you've seen that, prices are going to be in some of the lower weight classes above $400 a hundred. And we've seen that. That's pretty good for cattle prices.
Yes, sir. I think demand is strong in the store. When we're talking meat, cold storage, and you look at those cold storage reports and what the USDA puts out and you know, what cattle on feed reports, demand is there. So the meat product is moving. But the cattle herd has not gotten larger. It's decreased. And that could lead to, you know, land being developed. Different. You could go 100 different ways with that. Farmer retiring, the average age of the farmer, land being developed, the price of farms. I mean, you could go on and on. But it's not just in this area. It's everywhere. It's out west due to droughts and stuff. So we haven't seen that heifer retention expansion yet, and that's what they keep looking for. I think in this area we've seen a lot of people wanting heifers to breed. So I see that. I don't know. You know, we get more and more phone calls for that. So, yeah.
Be interesting to see where it goes. Get some exciting news we'll announce here in just a little bit. In case folks may not have heard that yet, it's pretty exciting for the folks here at Kentucky, Tennessee, and I think exciting for our livestock markets in this end of the state as well. We'll talk about that and much, much more. We're on 1070 WEKT and 92.1 FM.